My lessons from the late Parshas Pikudei. Habalin Latova Other Beis. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of a lesson. Maybe not so related to Other Beis, actually. More related to the fact, why is it Other Beis? But let's begin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that finally, after we read already Truma Tetzava, then had a little break for Chet HaEgel, and then back to Vayakal Pekudei, the Mishkan is finally inaugurated. Well, not really, as the Pasuk tells us. The Pasuk says that all the way at the end of Parsha's Pekudei, that that when was the Mishkan dedicated, donated? It was on the first day of the first month. I.e., it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that sounds great. Worked out very well. Could be actually part of the reasons why we don't say Tachanun. There are those who are actually Machbit here in the Oy of Yisrael. They're Machmir. They already don't start saying, I think from, I forgot, Chavdal or something like that, the beginning of that. So that's great. However, we'll read in a moment, the Medrash tells us, first of all, let's read the Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says that the entire work of the Mishkan was completed in Kislev. In fact, Chav Hei Kislev. But Hashem wanted to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, says the Tanchuma, because that's when Yitzchak Avinu was born. Very interesting. This suggests, one could argue here, that the Mishkan of Jewish life has some sort of tradition in it. It doesn't just come in a vacuum, and therefore it had to be in the month that one of the Avos was born. So says the Midrash Rabbah, this is the one that I have, the Midrash Rabbah explains this idea. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitkaven lahamid hamishkan b'chodesh shenolad bo Yitzchak Avinu. Lo asa'ela kishi yegia oto chodesh. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe b'yom HaKadosh HaRishon tigenes hamishkan. Osa Shah Amar HaKadosh Baruch HaKodesh tamalet svat ha'sheka. That's when he knew that that was the time. One of the Pirushim over here on the Midrash Rabbah, the Pirush Maharzav says, why? So he says it wasn't fair. Chafei Kislev came and said, wait a minute, that's a long time, Rabbi Isai. So he says, it's not fair. I should get some sort of accolades. So he says, V'chein, Zman she mekubal hayim Yisrael malim al Moshe. So he says, V'chashav. So he says, it's not fair. V'chodesh nolad bo Yitzchak. U'ma'ata hefsi kisev. She nigber bo. Right? He says, but they finish on me. Oh, don't worry about it. Yes, I know it's going to be later, but don't worry, because we're going to give you something very special. Veshaloka Seder. So he says, what's going to be? Obviously, we're going to give you something called Chanukah, which will be later on, so you don't have to worry. Okay. All great, fine, and dandy, except for, of course, one central question. Why Yitzchak? Right? For example, Avram is born in the month of Tishrei. Maybe that's a good month. Why Kislev? So, one possibility is brought in the Sefer of Rav Yisrael Salant, the Ber Yosef, where Rav Yisrael Salant writes that we know that the Mishkan, the Ramban, extensively speaks about its kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And if you go with this logic that it's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, what was the actual sin of Chet HaEgel? So we know that there is some Mephorshim who go with the Kivon that it wasn't actually so bad what they did, because they just wanted an intermediary between the Ribbono Shel Olam and themselves. They needed something. They didn't have a Moshe anymore. They saw an image of Moshe dying. But so what was the sin? The sin really was a lack of patience. They couldn't wait. They were off by a day. They couldn't wait. They had no patience. They couldn't take it. Says Rav Aaron Salvechik, that is what Yitzchak is known for. What is Gvura? Each of the Avos have Chesed was Avram, Gvura was Yitzchak, Emes, Yaakov. What's gevura? So we say gevura is strength. So if you think of Yitzchak Avinu, I don't know, but one of the things you don't think about, oh, he was a real strong, he must have been a big, huge guy, right? I don't know if we think of that. Certainly, after the Akedah, he goes blind. He doesn't know, the truth about his own son. Says Rav Aaron that, no, it's not strength, it's an inner strength that allows you to persevere. That's the gibor inside of you. Even though you face adversity, even though you will fall, but you'll be able to get up. And that's exactly what Yitzchak Avinu learned from his father Avram. You see, Avram Avinu was very machmed to do something. And the Parsha in Toldos tells us almost strangely that it goes so many psukim telling us about the plishtim filling up the wells of Avram. And Avram then comes along Yitzchak, and Yitzchak undoes the well, and the plishtim fill it up again. And this goes on and on. Finally, he has a brit with them. He has some sort of pact with them that they'll stop filling up the wells. What was so important, says Rav Aaron, about this? So this was an element of perseverance. Even though the same act, the next morning he would get there and it was filled again, he says, I don't care. I'm going ahead again and undoing the well. Why, says the Rabbeinu Bachaya, wells was a gathering point. People would come and stop on the derech to be able to get some water, and he would be right on the scene. And he would say, so, can I tell you a little bit about God? You know, like when you get the knock on the door and you know to run away. But that was Yitzchak, and he was able to be makariv like his father was. But he didn't give up and say, you know what? I'm not doing this kiruv anymore. There's so many amazing kiruv stories about people who knocked on the door, right? Lev La'achim, for example, the great organization. They knocked on the same door every month for years and years until one day somebody answered the door and said, okay, enough, teach me about the parasha. Something happened to them that day. They sat next to a frum person on the bus and, right? There's a story told. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau told us the story once when we sat with him in his offices in Tel Aviv. And he said there was a stam, a police officer, sitting next to a Hasidish guy on a bus. And he's sitting and learning. And the police officer taps him on the shoulder and he says to him, teach me something. You seem to be a religious person, huh? So he knew that this was a golden opportunity. And he says, can I tell you something? He says, sure. He says, what does it say on your uniform? He says, Mishteret Yisrael. He says, Ma Mahut. What's the essence of the word Yisrael? He says, I have no idea. He says, you know what Yisrael is? And he says, each of the names of the Avos is in Yisrael. You got Yaakov, you got Yitzchak, you got Sarah, you got Rivka, you got Rachel, you got Avram, you got Leah. Right? Each of those letters are the Avos. That's what Yisrael is. Shkoyah, Shkoyah. Wasn't just a Yishkoyah, Shkoyah. Turned out he was a high-ranking police officer. He got off the bus, goes to his job. And that day, somebody comes to his house, and the rest is history. Just because of one conversation, perseverance, and this guy didn't know what was going on, all of a sudden, after knocking all the time, somebody answers the door. So says the Rabbeinu Bachaya, it was the gathering point so that Yitzchak was able to preserve the tradition of his father. Patience is what won here. And that, of course, was the point of Tshuva of Bnei Yisrael to do, to learn. So the Mishkan Hikim, let's wait till Nisan, the month of Yitzchak, the month of Gvura. Because what is Gvura? Gvura is patience. Also, there's another idea. The Ner L'Maor of Moshe Tzvi Neria says beautifully that it actually makes a lot of sense. Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he speaks about that Yitzchak Avinu was the only of the Avos who actually was a Korban. Well, certainly he was ready to be a Korban Tashem. So when we ready ourselves, right, we're about to finish Sefer Shmos and start the Parshios of Korbanos, Vayikra. But who better to teach us about Korbanos, right? The central form, the Karav karuv, karbanos, come from the word karuv, to get close to Hashem. Right? So you're going to get close to Hashem. It's going to be the form of kapara for the cheta ego. Right? Amazingly, taking that item that you used, that para, that eagle, and you're going to bring it as a korban. You're going to get close to Hashem with the same idea, the same Yetzihara that you had for animals to use them as a god, and you're going to be makriv of them and give them as a gift, kiviyachal, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So says Rav Neria, that's exactly it. That was the purpose of waiting till Yitzhak Avinu, because he was the ultimate korban. Parenthetically, point out that the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash of David HaMelech, was actually dedicated on the day it was finished, which was on Tishrei, which is the month, as we said before, of Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu, we didn't need that sacrifice. The Beis Hamikdash was totally different. It wasn't a kapara for anything. But what does this teach us? So I think Hainu Hach, I like to say that both the explanations are important. Because perseverance, being a true Gibor, Gvura, is perseverance, and then you get to reach an ultimate level, a high point. We have to remember and remind ourselves that yes, it's called Akedas Yitzchak. It was also Akedas Avraham. Avraham is the one who had to give his son over. There was a sacrifice there. Of course, Avraham had to make. Finally, he has a child. But imagine Yitzchak Avinu. He goes to the highest level, the highest point. Is willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. And the Baruch Shalom says, no. You know what he says? I want you to live al Kiddush Hashem. I pointed this out, I'm sure, many times. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would often say, the Rambam has many more halachas about living your life al Kiddush Hashem than the one halacha he has at the end about dying al Kiddush Hashem. Excuse me, I'm not chas v'shalom, I'm not belittling it, but that's one act. I'm not saying it's easy, chas v'shalom, but the harder act is definitely living every day and trying to be a Kiddush Hashem person. And how do you do that? When adversity comes to your door, oh, that's hard. That's so difficult. You know why that's so difficult? Because it comes to you, and you say, come on. I thought I was being good. I offered myself to you, Rebbeinu Shalom. And then right after, you kill my mother. Kibiyacha, of course. The malach comes. It's not fair. And Yitzchak Avinu is constantly known as getting up. And even when he falls, he gets up again. And even when he has the challenge, he gets up again. One has to argue. He does this great thing and now he becomes blind from it. Is that fair? I sacrificed myself to you, Rebbeinu Shalom, and now you make me, what's up there? And then the whole switch with the sons, I mean, I can't imagine. It's not fair. I didn't know who my son was because I... But Yitzchak Avinu teaches us that. So here we are this week. We made a joke. Oh no, I wasn't here, sorry. Made a joke on Rosh Chodesh, Purim Katan. I was in Yeshiva University to the boys. I said, Happy Purim. So I should say to you, this week, Choshev, Pesach is coming soon, right? Pesach, 15 days away. Oh no, wait, it's not Pesach. Why isn't it Pesach? The Gemara tells us Adar Sheni is coming. Because Pesach has to be in the spring. Right? And we all know this Gemara. And we stop for a second and say, well, why does Pesach have to be in the spring? What's so good about the spring? So maybe we can say the spring is really special. Because even though we stopped 2 months ago and we said, we have this great holiday called Tu B'Shvat. And as is the custom here in the yeshiva, anytime you have any sort of minor holiday, we're going to make it into a huge thing. We're going to make Purim Katan until Purim Gadol. We're going to get dressed up and do all these things, right? And we're going to have, you know, Yat Kislev. You got a holiday? Tell me you got a holiday. What's the holiday called? Okay, Yishkoyach. Let's make a big thing out of it. Okay, good. Kedarko B'Yeshiva. Tu B'Shvat, okay. You know, when we were in school, I don't know, my day, back in the 1960s, right? In my day, so what was Tu B'Shvat? Tu B'Shvat was, you got raisins and nuts and bucks there. And you're so excited about raisins because that was the only thing you could eat on the plate that they would give you in school. But we take it and we say, there's a little bit of joy over here. Because there's Hashkedi Aporachat. It's the dead of winter. It's getting dark at like 5 o'clock. It's so difficult. It's raining. It's snowing. It's so difficult. But the trees are going to start. Okay. But then Nisan really starts. And we even will postpone. We'll change the entire calendar. Just so Nisan, you start to see, real. You're going to make a bracha Nisan. You start to actually see the budding of fruit trees. And Pesach comes, Man Gula Seinu, the weather starts changing. Baruch Hashem, we had such Gashmi Bracha here. They said that in history, it's one of the highest rain seasons, Baruch Hashem, amazing. Except if you're, you know, have to go outside. It's hard to walk around there. Yesterday it was raining, as you guys know from being in Tzfas, but it was raining by us as well, in Little Beit Shemesh. And people were walking home, and people were like, oh, this is just what we need now. It's pouring outside. It was a Kiddush, and we were going and coming back. And somebody starts screaming out, Gishmi Bracha, Gishmi Bracha. One person's like, I don't know if it's such Gishmi Bracha. You know, it's a Shabbos. Like, we want to walk home. Give me the Gishmi Bracha Friday night when I'm sleeping, you know. It's the greatest Gishmi Bracha. But everything turns around. The weather turns around almost like this. And all of a sudden we change the clock. And now all of a sudden, there's more sunlight outside. We're happier. That's actually a psychological thing that they found. People, the suicide rate is much higher in the winter months. Yes, because of the cold, but also because of the gloom of 5 o'clock. That's it. Imagine the times when they didn't have electricity. That's it. You would go to sleep, tell the kids, all right, it's 5 o'clock, it's getting dark outside. Okay, got to go to sleep, 5:30, you know. But that's maybe why the Mishkan was dedicated then. It was dedicated in the time to say, hey guys, you fell big time. Wow. Hey, Deagle, I can't imagine. That's, wow, that was bad. Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Moshe had to fight for us. So much so, that is the formula, that is the recipe, if you will, that we use every time when we're trying to do tshuva. We scream it out, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachim mechanun on Yom Kippur, on a fast day. Why? Because you fell? Get right up. That's Yitzhak Avinu. That's Hakamas HaMishkan. I'm going to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan to remind you, Zman Gula Seinu is the time of rebirth. Look at the Jewish people in the time of Pesach, what happened there. Oh, did they fall? We know this. The Rosh Hashanah had to pluck them out because they were on the lowest level, 49, almost one more. They would have been, that's it. No Jewish people, Rahman al-Islam, Lord, later, we can't even think of that. But preserves Yitzhak Avinu to remind us that even when you fall, you have to get right back up. That's what Gevur is. That's what a true Gibor is. And that explains, and finally, the idea, and I apologize if you've heard this from me before, but I love it so much, so I'll say it again. The Bnei Yisrael is famous in Chodesh Nisan. He speaks about the Nun of Nisan, the Nun of Nes. And he starts off by telling us, as we know, Ashrei is not a good tefillah to learn the Aleph Bet because there's one letter missing. And what's the letter that's missing, Rabbi Yisai? The Nun is missing because it reminds us of the tefillah, because the Pasuk says, the fila of Am Yisrael. We don't want to remind yourself of that. But says the Bnei Yisrael, we don't want to remind ourselves of the fila, but what's the next pasuk? Soimech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. He says, no, that's the ultimate Mechama pasuk. We don't want to talk about that we fall. But you know what the next pasuk is? Soimech Hashem, God will pick up, and he writes, l'chol ha'noiflim. Call everyone. Right? He doesn't pick and choose and say, well, I mean, you fell a little bit too far. I can't pick you up. No. No matter how much you fail, Hashem will pick you up. You're from Yitzhak Avinu. It's okay. They're going to fill up. You're going to wake up in the morning. They're going to fill up the well again. And they're going to say, oh, you don't have to go to davening. It's raining. Everybody knows the halakha when it's raining. And you're only one floor up from the base medrash. How can you come down? It's raining. You're going to get wet. I don't know how, but you'll get wet. Right? The Yitzhar is there. It's filling up the wells. No. Saymich Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. Hashem will pick you up no matter what. That's Nisan. That's what a Nes really is. That's true Nisan and Aflois. Getting up, recognizing that Hashem is with me in whatever I do. The Gemara actually says that the whole Simcha of Adar, Misha Nichas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, is a Simcha in itself. And maybe we'll discuss it next week what the true Simcha is. But we should remember, the Gemara says that the Simcha of Adar is Smichas Gula L'Gula. The whole reason why we didn't have a Purim, right? It's good Shiloh, right? Where the real Purim stand up. Really, last month was the real Purim, Rabbi Yisai. It really was. Because after Shvat is Adar. Then there's an extra Adar. Why? Only because Smichas Gula L'Gula. So the real Simcha is actually Nisan. The real Simcha is the month that we got up. That Rabbi Shalom saved us from the ultimate annihilation of being on the lowest level of spiritual purity. So it doesn't matter. Chet Egel, you're not as bad as Chet Egel. not as bad as what happened in Mitzrayim. There's a tremendous nechama in that. We should be zoicha to get that nechama and realize that no matter what we do in life, even if you've fallen, unlike the commercial, you can get up. Right? You can get up. You should get up. That's Yitzchak Avinu. That's true gvura. A real strong person is someone who falls and gets up. We should be zoicha to fall and get up. We will fall, but then we'll get up. And if we do that, Amir Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom should be zoicha. We should be zoicha that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the true Geula Shlema, the Geula Shlema of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Hashlishi, b'mehiru v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.